Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Thing on. Hello. Can you hear me now?
What?
Hello.
What?
Hey, there
what?
He is. Welcome to What's on Your Mind, Friday edition. Kevin Flynn, Todd Mitchell, in for Scott Henin today. It's a free for all. It's a Todd night. We're just it's a Friday free for all. We've got just a couple of things we want to do. One is I want to hear from Jim the Flagpole guy. Jim is in D.C. with the trucker convoy that's going on. So we're going to talk to him, and we're going to talk to our farmer from Ray, North Dakota. Bill, and is it Dalzell? I believe is how he pronounces his last name. Bill is from Ray, North Dakota, and he is in Ukraine. And Todd, were you on that text string that went around about him handing out aid packages? He spent...
Don't remember being on it, but that doesn't mean I wasn't.
Well, you get a lot of text, but
yes,
he talked about being just dead. He'd been on his feet for 12 hours, handing out aid and relief packages, just helping the relief agencies. And he said, "Man, you have no idea how hard a job that was." So we'll talk to him just before we get done here. Towards the end of hour two. So, other than that, it's a free for all Friday. I'm not doing radio graffiti. You can take as much time as you want. I don't have a clock.
Limit your call to 2 hours and 2 hours only.
I'm looking for you to tell us what's on your mind. I'm actually very curious. So 800-228-0550. Dial now. 800-228-0550. You can shoot Todd and I a text. That number is 701-237-1590. Emails to studio@flagfamily.com. That's where I get them. Scotty has his own email, but I don't have access to that one.
Well, that one kind of goes to all of us anyway.
Oh, does it? I didn't see that one. So, all right, I'm good.
Okay, yeah, it goes to all of us.
What's on your mind? What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about Kamala Harris being in Poland and then Romania? And, wow, that is a brain trust from Sacramento, baby, right there. She, that's just wow when you hear her talk and hear her go through the, I don't know if you caught any of this yesterday. She was in Poland and, they asked her, go ahead and roll that on the question that came in for her.
Is the United States willing to make a specific allocation for Ukrainian refugees? And for President Duda, I wanted to know if you think, and if you asked the United States to specifically accept more refugees.
Now, pretty straightforward question. Pretty easy to,
She has no idea what the answer is, right? I haven't heard you in sound bites.
A friend in need is a friend indeed.
Yeah. A friend in need is a friend indeed. That's where you're at.
Classic politician answer the question with a non-answer.
Oh, yeah. I have more. Oh, here, let's check this.
Sure.
The United States and Poland are united.
Oh, yeah.
In what we have done and are prepared to do to help Ukraine and the people of Ukraine.
Perfect, yeah.
Full stop. We all watched the television coverage of just yesterday.
Uh-huh.
That's on top of everything else that we know and don't know yet. Based on what we've just been able to see, and because we've seen it or not doesn't mean it hasn't happened.
What?
But just limited to what we have seen.
What? One more time on that.
That's on top of everything else that we know and don't know yet. Based on what we've just been able to see, and because we've seen it or not doesn't mean it hasn't happened.
Uh-huh. One more.
But just limited to what we have seen.
Yeah. Okay. What? Did you get all that? I guess. What?
I feel like the Homer Simpson thing. What was the middle part about the things?
Yeah. It's kind of like
I don't want to get going because I have to keep you here too long because you know all what I'm about to, what I've said, and you know what I've done, and you know what we're doing, and you know what I know what you're doing.
Yeah, they went to the same school. All right, 800-228-0550. What is that? I mean, man. We've gone from, and one of our favorite phrases was always, you can't make it up. Now we got to start saying, we're not making it up. This is real. This is actually happening. All right, so it's Open Phone Friday, 9 o'clock. We're gonna roll them open. Mike is on the road. Wanted to talk about the general state of things. Mike, what's on your mind? Happy Friday.
Yeah, I don't understand why we're not helping Ukraine out more than we are, or taking in some of the refugees, probably because they're hardworking, good people, and they're not likely to stay here forever and sponge off the system and vote Democrat. And
right.
I'd like to say Zelensky is a beacon of shining light, and how could we get Zelensky to replace our president for the next 2 years until we can get Trump back in there?
Mike,
that's
let me ask you this.
You have a good day.
Okay. All right. Well, one thing I would ask Mike is what he would say to all of the reports that Zelensky is as corrupt as the day is long. There was reports when he got elected that he, literally had his opponents killed. Not a good actor, not a great guy, looking really good now. I haven't formed an opinion either way. I know that Ukraine has been touted as, if not the, one of the most corrupt governments in that part of the world.
Okay, but are they moving from better to worse, or from worse to better than with the Russian invasion?
Great question. I don't know, but there's enough to be. We've had calls on this program where the guy said, "Hey, listen, Putin is not an invader; he's a liberator." That was the quote from.
Are you putting me on?
I'm not putting you on. but you know, because now this bio lab, this bio research facility, this BSL-3 and BSL-4 labs being discovered that are there. There's a lot of things going on in the Ukraine, and Zelensky. I don't know. I don't think he's all shiny and nice and pure as he's being made out to be. I don't know. I'm just. There's a lot.
At least he gives it. He does give one optic, though. At least he's not the guy sitting in the ivory tower. He projects an optic that looks like he's willing to roll up his sleeves and get involved. Now, whether that actually is happening or not can be a different story, but.
Totally agree. Let's go to Jim in Fergus Falls, Minnesota. Jim, what's on your mind?
Hi guys. I guess,
hey, buddy.
I want to inject a little levity into your program. I love
Please.
The program and everything, but that bumper music's got to go.
What would you like?
Is that, you mean the opener, the John Mayer thing? Yeah,
well,
the waiting
I'll
on the world
you.
To change? Yeah.
I would like you to have a contest for bumper music and maybe give away, who knows, a couple $100 in gas or something like that. But I've got a winner, and I don't want to divulge it yet because I want other people to send in their, picks for music. But
now, Jim, are you talking about the song that opens the show, the Waiting on the World to Change one?
Yes, I
okay.
am.
That's the one. All right. We've had talks about that and kind of maybe concur with you there. We've been working Aaron Tippin in a bit, but. All right.
Okay, I've got a winner, but
okay. All right.
But like I say, I kind of like to save it for last, or and then you could see that I indeed am
all
a
right.
winner. So
hold on, I'm going to write that down. We need a new show open song, and Jim has the winner. We'll see if we can get that done for you, buddy.
Yeah, you do that, and I think it'd be some fun, and. Like I say, we got enough problems in the world. Let's lighten it up a little bit. And,
there you go.
We are kind of waiting on the world to change, but yeah.
Yeah, that's true. It actually has changed quite a bit since we started using that song.
Yeah, but it's kind of gone the wrong direction in a sense, though, right?
I can, right off the top of my head, I can think of a few. I Won't Back Down by Tom Petty. We're Not Gonna Take It by Twisted Sister. Fight for Your Right to Party. You always got to have that if you're an American, right? I'm just throwing some out there. But as we get going, Jim thinks he's got the answer, though. We'll see. Another call from this one from Fergus Falls. Kevin is in Fergus Falls. Kevin, what's on your mind? What's Jim, the flagpole guy? What's up?
Oh no, I just want you guys when you talk to them to give them our best and God's best. And I'm a little sad that it isn't being covered as much as it could be.
Yeah.
But other than that, we all want them to come home safely, and I hope they make a mark and get their voice heard.
Amen to that. All right, brother. We'll give them your best. We'll be talking to them just after the top of next hour. So there you go. Boy, I tell you, and Jim has been there, literally met him in Minot and traveled out. Been with him the whole time. Pretty awesome. We'll be talking to him and our main man from Ray, North Dakota. Bill is on the ground in Ukraine. Be checking with him in the second hour. But open phones till then. No clock. You can have all the time you want. Todd and I are lazy. It's Friday. We want you to have it. We want to hear what's on your mind. We want you to talk. You do the talking. All right.
I'm only lazy on Fridays? I didn't know that.
No, I ain't. I'll give you another day. Another lazy day. Clinton Bismarck, you're up next on What's on Your Mind. Dial it up. 800-228-0557.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation. At low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI VIN dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI VINs, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Think about it. Minnesota collected way more from taxpayers than it needs, resulting in the largest budget surplus in history. It's time to give it back. Think about it. State spending is at an all-time high. The rainy day fund is full. And our income tax rates are the sixth highest in the country. Hey, Governor Walz, it's our surplus. Give it back. Think about it is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
For years, Pecklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Pecklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. Okay, here's my first suggestion for the new theme song for What's on Your Mind. You heard this song?
That's not sure.
Brothers Osborne, It Ain't My Fault. But it ain't my fault. I didn't vote for any of this. So.
Whiskey on the beer.
There you go. Welcome back. 800-228-0550 is the number. Clinton Bismarck waiting to weigh in on what's going on in Ukraine. We got a bunch of texts to get to here as well. Brought to you by our friends at Patriot Mobile. What I loved about the Switch is it was super easy. I didn't have to really worry about anything. They made it really easy. I like the Christian conservative causes that they donate to, including Turning Point USA. It's kind of important right now that we support those companies and organizations that do share our values. That's kind of what got me to Patriot Mobile. So if you've been thinking about it, kind of tired of the big corporate, and they're the only American Christian conservative wireless carrier. So, and a portion of every dollar gets donated, like I said, to the organizations you care about. So if you want to switch, you get free activation. The code is Flag Family. Switching is super easy. If you go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily, patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. You can call their U.S.-based customer service team, 972-PATRIOT. It's 972-PATRIOT. It's nice getting on with somebody that, you understand, and they're from here, and they can make sure that you get what you need and make sure the switch is easy. So patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. Tell them we sent you. A couple of texts. We had kind of a sad night in our house last night, Todd. We had my boys' final high school basketball game. Ended up being last night. Yeah, end of an era. Mm. And since third grade, we were in the Pelican Rapids gym. And right into the second half, the EAS goes off on everybody's phone about a snow squall coming through our area. And not like an hour later, it finally came through. But we were talking about that earlier.
Yeah, they didn't tell you, though, I guess, right?
And for those that dealt with it in our part of the state, Texter says, my phone went off and it yelled at me in Spanish instead of English. Who knew? Well, let's see here. Another text. Kamala's
how long
word?
Before those things are out in every single language, by the way?
Exactly.
Somebody will make that battle cry. Well, we need to get it out in... And what about German? We need German, especially out here.
Well, the weird thing was is that we're all sitting there, and every phone goes off, and all of a sudden I see everybody grabbing their phone, and I'm thinking, what is going on? And, is it with all that's going on in the world, who knows? And another friend of our show texted, seventh graders were playing sports last night when the snow squall alert hit. Every phone in the gym went off. The kids were freaking out because they thought the Russians were attacking.
Yeah, see?
A major screw-up.
We had the same thing happen in Mandan on July 3rd. You know what that was for? July 4th parking for the parade.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah.
Whoops. Not emergency, per se. Don't do the alert. Just give us the info.
Right. This other one, Kamala's word salads are worse than Biden's. That's a nice text. here you go. Another text. Why is it you pay for your hospital bill and have insurance that doesn't make credit score better? You don't pay with it. No, that doesn't really make much sense. Try again. Does the vice president drink? She seems like an alcoholic. She's got something. I don't know what. She's drinking the...
I have to admit, though, if I had that job, I'd be drinking probably heavily. But
the cackling clown strikes again. Another text. By the way, 701-237-1590 is our text number. Let's see. She is dumb as you know who. It's just sad that this is where we are.
Hey, these are the sound bites that are going to come up around election time here in a couple of years. So, are you going to make a sound bite that's good or not? And so far, apparently not is the winning.
I couldn't agree more. I don't like the waiting on the world to change thing. So there you go. All right, so there's another one in on that. And
I think it was a good one at its time, but it's probably time for a fresh coat of paint on that particular thing. So sure.
Sorry, Kevin, but the brothers Osborne are massive anti-gunners. Oh, did not know that. Well, they're out of the run.
Oh.
I'll just delete that one.
Shot that down.
And that's all I needed to hear on that. So, all right, that's all our texts out of the way. Now let's go to Clint and Bismarck on Ukraine. Clint, happy Friday. What's on your mind, brother?
Hey, good morning. Brought to you courtesy of One World Order.
Okay.
It was maybe fairly easy to pick sides prior to that biolab, so-called Russian disinformation. Turns out it wasn't disinformation. The Americans were funding and had ties to the Wuhan lab, And here we're in Ukraine?
Yep.
I don't know. There's we've got some issues here, and stop voting Democrat would help at some, but that wouldn't fix the one world order. This Ukrainian lab business goes back to old man George administration. Those Bushes, old man George Bush was all for this one world order crap. And his boy, I heard him in a State of the Union speech acknowledge man-made global warming and climate change, however he phrased it that time. My mouth dropped open. A Texas oil man got up and played to that crowd.
Yeah, so I remember that. Ukraine, I do remember that.
The Ukraine thing, I truly feel sorry for the people, to half of North Dakota, their kinfolk. And I feel bad for the people in Russia, but I also feel bad for the Americans. I don't know how we're going to get out of this. Going to have to replace some rhinos with some really good people. And Trump was a good start, but look what they did to them. This is a really bad deal. It has to open people's eyes to just how horrible this really is.
Well, and I think it opens people's eyes, Clint, to how deep it goes, how big the swamp is, how big the global agenda. I mean, and this is real. And you mentioned, you know, going back to George Sr. and W. and, you know, that time in history. And you think about, you know, the Sr., Jr., Don Rumsfeld, Dick Cheney, kind of, you know, that ilk, those guys, a lot of warmongers in that crew. You know, if you want to listen to those that profit from war and all of that came through. But then, the way I see it is that we've got a different syndicate now. We've moved into the Clinton era that included the Obamas and now includes the Bidens and has for the whole thing. Now we've got a different kind of Pelosi, Schumer, you know, the five, they call them the Big Five. Jesse Waters has a great quote about the syndicate right now and who's running things. But you're right. You know, it's transferred from one, you know, power group to another.
Well, it would appear to me, and I'll sound really not unpatriotic for saying this, but out of those three leaders, the madman of the bunch is probably, this sounds horrible, I don't even want to say it, but very possibly the good Lord could tell us that Putin is the cleanest. The Americans went over, the Ukrainian leaders sold their country to the United States to go over and to exploit the Ukrainian people and have all this warfare next to Russia.
No, we just talked about that. I don't know, and I'm not saying anything about any of it. I'm reading all of it. I'm seeing all of it. I don't know what to do. I have no
Bob
idea.
Rule. Bob is the president of Lincoln State Bank at Hankinson, North Dakota. Tell me what kind of impact you see Hankinson Renewable playing.
It's been a blessing to our community from a lot of standpoints. As an employer, I believe when the plant opened, they had about 40 to 42 jobs that were created. Today, I think that's closer to about 55 jobs. So we have had employees that are driving from out of town, and one of them in particular just built a new home and has just moved in our new residential development. And that was a young couple that he was commuting here to work and decided to buy a lot, construct a new home, and now his family, his kids will go to school here. And so there's those kind of success stories as a result of that plant being here.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The latest consumer price index numbers, 7.9% over the past 12 months ending in February, show just how widely inflation pressures have spread over the past year. The pandemic fiscal stimulus is done. The Federal Reserve will start raising interest rates next week, tightening financial conditions. The White House is warning a frustrated Putin has the resources to launch chemical weapons in Ukraine.
That they not only have the capacity, they have a history of using chemical and biological weapons.
Jen Psaki from the White House Lectern. With Russia's economy in ruins, the stock market remains closed in Russia for fear of a run on the Russian currency and its bonds near default. Global investors are set for major losses from Russian investments. In recent days, major financial players have disclosed Russian debt defaults will hurt. One example, BlackRock, the world's largest asset manager, has lost roughly $17 billion since the invasion. USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. That's another one of our options here. We called earlier about replacing the John Mayer song that we opened the show with something different. Got a couple of them in here. One is by, I don't know what the, have you ever heard of this? Oh, Obla Di, Obla Da by the Beatles would be a good one. That's Life okay. Goes On. Life Goes On, you know. let's see. One is S.O.B. Does that sound like a, huh? A song called S.O.B. So it wouldn't pass the FCC lyric test, though. S.O.B. by Accept.
I love this song.
Which one? That one? What's that one?
It is an. This is an edited version. You're right that the album one would not pass, but
oh, okay, not radio friendly exactly.
But this one is radio friendly, so we're okay here.
I'm on someone to help me.
There you go.
Somebody's name. I'm on a need someone to hold me down.
I like it.
I'm on a
need. Thunder's hand clapping. I'm good.
Yeah.
And another text in, Levi Strauss. Levi Strauss also anti-gun. Is that the pants or the guy that found it to come? I don't know. Song title is Mr. Red, White, and Blue would be a nice choice. Mr. Red, White, and Blue. I haven't heard
that. Okay, here's the chorus now.
Okay.
Son of a bitch! Give me a drink!
Oh, yeah. I know. I've heard that now. What are you playing? That's a great
with
one.
All going on, yeah, we can all relate, right?
A buddy's band used to do that song. I just loved it. That's right.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, okay, it's a fun song.
I forgot that one. And the texter tried again, said, if you don't pay your hospital bill, it gets reported to credit bureau as bad credit.
Yes.
If you do pay it, it doesn't get reported as good credit. Why?
No interesting.
Idea. I could find out for you, but no idea. Let's see. Walking on the Fighting Side of Me by Merle Haggard. There's another good one like that. It's a great one, by the way. American Way by Hank Williams Jr., another good one. So suggestions, text them 701-237-1590. Oh, there you go. Anytime you got the hag on, I'm down.
Oh, man, you know it. You
know, you're walking on the fighting side of me. Boy, this is really... Listen to the words.
About the way they have to live here in this country. Harping on
it.
The wars we fight, griping about the way things ought to be. I don't
very,
mind them switching sides
very
and
relevant.
Standing up for things they
that song's,
in.
What, 50 years old?
When
we're going to go back to late 60s for that one? Yeah, early 70s?
Yeah.
Walking on the fighting side of me. Beautiful. Keep them coming, 701-237-1590. Dial up the line 800-228-0550. We'll be waiting to get on here. Chris is on the road to talk about Ukraine. Chris, happy Friday. What's on your mind, buddy?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Just a couple notes on the Ukraine.
I'm not pro-Russia. I'm not pro-Ukraine. I'm just anti-corruption. And ultimately what it is two corrupt countries going against each other. But even Hovind admitted last week that they're not a democracy. And as far as I know, democracies do not imprison their political opponents like Zelensky did. And they don't forbid citizens from leaving their country like they did last week, where all fighting age males were restricted from leaving and were being turned back and taken from the families. And another interesting bit of information is it's Biden, Pelosi, Romney, and Kerry all have kids working for Ukrainian energy companies. And
yeah.
Yeah, that was the biolabs in the United States. It's, yeah, they're nothing but corruption. And why we're forking our tax dollars over to support it is beyond me.
Well, are you, you know, and I think you're right, Chris. You mentioned, you know, families on both sides of the aisle are benefiting from, you know, positions of, you know, Schumer's daughter, I think, has got a big position in Facebook, too, or whatever. Or so, it, you know, it's all the insider ilk, you know what I'm saying? Kind of, you know, they all, and when you say that they're all tied with energy companies or whatever in the Ukraine, go back to Hunter Biden. And I, that's why I just don't help me see what's going on here. Because I'm not believing the main narrative of the whole, Putin simply wants to get the USSR put back together. Well, good luck with that. How are you going to get all the other countries that are no longer U.S., that no longer part of the United Soviet States? I mean, how are you going to do that? Latvia, you know, all the rest of them that were, you know, dropped off. How are you going to make that happen? So that makes you wonder. Oh, he just wants the mineral and the farmland and the access to the ports and stuff. Well, I'm sure he does. But is that the real motivation? Now, keep in mind, did we not just pass a $1.5 trillion keep the government open deal again yesterday or the day before? And how many billions of dollars are going to Ukraine in aid, in foreign aid? And who do we send that to? And is it getting used? Is that money going to on the ground to people where we know it's going to help the people that actually need it? asking for a friend when it comes to foreign aid. And a couple more texts in, 701-237-1590, bumper song, Lifers by Cody Jinks. You heard that one, Todd?
Wow.
I've heard that one.
Not ringing a bell, but it doesn't mean I won't recognize it if I hear it. But
that's kind of where I'm at, too. Let's see. He was SOB. I was talking about the German heavy metal band, except same band. They did different. They did it, but different words. Apparently, it's a little more blue. Let's see. Salute to truckers. You got here. Oh, yeah. Stars, Stripes, and White Lines. That's Tony Justice is one that we got suggested. Born Free by Kid Rock. Always a strong call. How about Are the Good Times Really Over by Merle Haggard? Almost that big Clinton supporter back in the day. I could see that. I could see that. That he would have been. Let's see. The Harder They Come by Jimmy Cliff. Love me some Jimmy Cliff. And what else? New song for you. The World Needs More Cowboys. Isn't that the truth? By Chauncey Williams. So keep them coming. 701. 237-1590. Also says, I was so happy when you guys spent part of your show the other day finally saying the crazy left radicals are doing all of this on purpose. I thought this since the first day in office, Joe Biden. Even the national conservative stations are always questioning why would they do this. It's gotta be. I heard a commentator say the other day, and I believe it was Kurt Schlichter. If you don't know who Kurt Schlichter is, he's with townhall.com. He's a trial lawyer in L.A., retired Army colonel. Follow Kurt Schlichter. Love him. But he was talking about, and this comes down to anytime you hear Biden or Harris or Psaki or any of them speak, okay, do they think that we're that stupid, or are they simply that stupid? Great question, right? Are they that stupid, or do they simply think we're that stupid? I think it's a combo of both. More so, they think we're that stupid. Because I don't think that anyone is that stupid. I don't think that anyone is that incompetent. They, it just can't,
well,
there can't be this many bad choices piled on top of more bad choices, and you just keep making them, and you're not going to, you know, no one is that incompetent. Nobody. So it's got to come to some sort of a agenda, in my humble opinion. But I love that. I'm using that phrase all the time now. Are they that stupid, or do they think we're that stupid? All right. 800-228-0550. That is the number to call. Coming up after top of the hour here, we got one more segment after this, but when we get to the top of the hour, we're going to be checking in with two of our best buddies. Jim the Flagpole Guy is in D.C. Jim is with the Trucker Convoy. Some of the stuff he's been talking about, it'll curl your hair. Did you hear him talking about the Capitol Police, what they're doing and what they're threatening? You got to hear this. And then we're going to talk to Bill, our farmer from Ray, North Dakota. He's on the ground in Ukraine handing out aid packages. Imagine the logistics of accepting 2 million people inside of 2 weeks into Poland. You got room in your house, Todd? We can probably put up a couple of, pull a couple of campers in the driveway.
There you go.
Man.
I'm sure we get some FEMA trailers someplace we can put to use, right?
But, you know, when it comes down to this particular conflict, and I think the comments about Putin, is Putin the good guy here? Zelensky's completely corrupt, etc. This has to all go to motive. It all has to be to why. Why is he doing this? What's his motivation? What's he doing it for? So we have to keep asking that. And the more we keep asking that, the more we're going to find out. And this thing with these bioresearch labs, I read into a lot of that. The gal that wrote the article, Natalie Winters, wrote it for the National Pulse. And I went through, read the whole thing, read a couple of substantive articles after that about it. A lot of spin on this is coming out that Obama, secretly did this, opened these labs back whenever. Here's the timeline on this. This was 2005, okay? We're 4 years post 9/11. We're neck deep in the Gulf War. Obama heads up the negotiation with Senator Dick Lugar at the time. And this was all made very public that they were going to do this. This was a bioresearch facility. They call them a BSL, a biosafety level 3, and a biosafety level 4. There's two of them that was in this report that I read. And Obama was basically put in charge of overseeing the negotiations, overseeing getting the deal done. So, and it was public. It was all over. They were going to be doing this. And the reason they were doing it was to study these pathogens, anthrax, Q fever, these nasty, nasty bugs, and figure out a way to, when it comes to DARPA, defend against them. The Defense Department wants to defend against this. So he's going to build these labs and they're going to learn about them and we'll defend against them. And as it turns out, the one in Wuhan, not so much on the defense, more to the offense, and we know what happened. But the whole administration at the time had to know this was happening. So I don't,
you'd think.
To say that Obama did this or whatever, it was all public at the time. They made big announcements on it on different blogs and things. But so it went forward, and they've been there now. And isn't it funny that our very incapable leadership apparently didn't take into account the nasty pathogens and dangerous virals that could be in these labs when the Russians started invading? Now we're just worried that they don't fall into the Russian hands. So that's real, and that's part of Ukraine. So got to consider the source on this one, I'm thinking.
President Trump's big rally will happen this coming Saturday in South Carolina. And only one major news network covers these rallies live. That's Newsmax. That's why I watch Newsmax all the time. With great hosts like Grant Stinchfield, Greg Kelly, Rob Schmidt, Eric Bowling, Jen Pellegrino, Sean Spicer, and more. Millions are tuning in to Newsmax, the fastest growing cable channel in America. Even President Trump says Newsmax is, quote, really good. This Saturday, Trump will talk about the war in Ukraine. the danger of a global war under Biden, and those exploding oil prices. You need to join Newsmax Trump List and get the rally info plus more about Trump and Biden. Join the Trump List right now. Just text the word ZONE to 39747. ZONE to 3947 by text. With news breaking about Putin's war, make sure you sign up right now. Again, just text ZONE to 39747. Start watching Newsmax today.
It's another chance to understand estate planning with Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Mark, what is a revocable living trust?
A revocable living trust, Scott, is a legal document just like a will. It contains instructions for what you want to have happen to your assets when you die. But unlike a will, a well-written and properly funded trust, number one, avoids the probate at death. Number two, controls your estate. And number three, prevents the court from controlling your assets if you become incapacitated.
A will is not enough, right?
It's only enough if you want to fund the government.
Right. Thank you very much. I don't. They have enough of our money.
They take too much the way it is, Scott. And they're trying to take more all the time.
NDEstateServices.com. Mark does this on a flat fee available for you. The peace of mind that comes with that is priceless. Call them at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, or NDEstateServices.com. Call Mark Wagner.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Back to What's On Your Mind. I'll tell you what, Todd, if nothing else, I'm getting tons of texts are rolling in with suggestions to replace the Waiting on the World theme song for What's On Your Mind. This one, In America, Charlie Daniels Band, yep. Maybe right up there. You know?
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Well, the Eagles been flying slow, and the flag's been flying low, and a lot of people saying that America's fixing to fall.
CDB, man. 800-228-0550. Got a couple open lines. We want to wrap up Open Line Friday here. A couple of things to do next hour. Talking to Jim the Flagpole Guy in D.C. We'll also talk to our main man, Bill, in Ukraine. There's a Ray, North Dakota farmer, Bill Dalzell. And find out how what he's seeing and what he's doing. A lot of text in on different song suggestions. Really good ones. All really good. Toby Keith? Yeah, you know, anything Toby Keith. Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue.
There you go.
That one.
Nice.
This place called USA by Creed Fisher. One I haven't heard of. I'm finding out new ones, too. Only in America, Brooks and Dunn. Another good one. Very good. Let's see. Got a link here. But they're coming in. Keep them coming. 701-237-1590. Brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. It's Friday. Lunch specials, homemade, grab-and-go convenience. What I love about, and Scotty always, you know, tells me what's going on in Glendon, because that's the one I drive by every day, right in Glendon, right on Highway 10. I always slide in there. I'm either a 4-for-4 guy. I love their chicken strips. They do killer corn dogs, too. But today, cod fillets, pollock. They do fish fries every once in a while. So that's what's going on in Glendon today, cod and pollock. And pollock's just like walleye, just saying. If you're hungry in Euland, meatballs are a fish sandwich. 205 NP Avenue's got the fish sandwich as well today. Country Fried Steak, fish sandwich at 12th Avenue, West Main Avenue in West Fargo. They've got the fabulous chicken, fried or baked chicken, or the fish sandwich. And it's Lent, so everybody's kind of wanting to offer a fish sandwich. Harwood has chicken parmesan, and Valley City's doing fish and fries or meatloaf. Fish and fries we used to call fish and chips. That's what the English call it, because they call French fries chips, right?
Right.
So fish and chips were fish and fries. But around here, you say, we're having fish and chips. People are like, I don't want chips. I want fries with my fish.
Funny how that works out,
right? So that's how that all changed. Keep in mind, PetroServe USA helps America fuel better. It's a home cooking and grab-and-go convenience at all their locations. Tell them we sent you. Great people. All right, phones open 800-228-0550 till the top of the hour here. Whatever is on your mind, whatever you want to weigh in, no time limit, just get after it. I wanted to play, you were talking about the vice president. I call her Vice President Obvious. She's like Captain Obvious. But it's, oh, thank you, Vice President Obvious. We're standing in Poland. We're here, and we're observing, and as we've always done, and but the one that you've really got to admire, the one that you've really got to, I mean, and she is worth, she's a master at what she does. I'm talking about Jen Psaki, okay?
Peppermint
Patty. The White House press secretary. How would you like to have her job?
No.
You've got to spin this daily crap sandwich into somebody wants to eat. And nobody.
And you can't miss a beat. You can't stop to think about it. You have to, like, be able to bam, bam, bam,
exactly.
Bam, bam. Rip them right off.
And be good at that. And really know, you know, how to. And I don't know if I wanted to play a little bit of this. This is Peter Doocy from Fox News yesterday. He was wondering about. You remember transitory of the inflation? It's all just transitory. It's all temporary.
Yep.
And the gas prices, that's somebody else's fault. Listen to this exchange between Peter Doocy and Jen Psaki, White House press corps, yesterday.
Thank you, Jen. We just heard you say again that you think inflation is going to be temporary. We've heard you say that it was going to be temporary since last spring. So how long do you guys think temporary is?
Well, again, Peter, I think what we do is we rely on the assessments of the Federal Reserve and of outside economic analysts who give an assessment of how long it will last. The expectations and their assessment at this point continues to be that it will moderate by the end of the year. There's also no question that when a foreign dictator invades a foreign country and when that foreign dictator is the head of a country that is the third largest supplier of oil in the world, that is going to have an impact, and it is.
And so to that point, inflation goes up today. The president's statement blames the Putin price hike. Are you guys just going to start blaming Putin for everything until the midterms?
Well, we've seen the price of gas go up at least 75 cents since President Putin lined up troops on the border of Ukraine.
And last month, the statement didn't mention the Putin price hike. It mentioned inflation because of the pandemic. Why is that?
Well, Peter, last 2 years, there was a global pandemic. Everyone who's a global economist have all agreed that that has been the biggest contributor to date of inflation because of the impact on the supply chain. Obviously, global events impact the economy, the global economy, as well as global inflation. And the price hikes as a result that have escalated over the course of time of President Putin's further invasion of the impact on the global oil markets are, of course, having an impact.
President Biden has hosted electric vehicle stakeholders here at the White House. Would he host oil and gas producers, the people who are the most affected by the Putin price hike?
Well, the oil and gas, I have nothing to preview or predict for you in terms of him hosting oil company executives.
Is he open to that?
I don't have anything planned on the schedule.
There you go.
Let's go, Brandon.
Hey!
So we're going to blame it on whatever the thing is at the moment, and the thing is Putin now. What's next? You can't blame the pandemic anymore. It's an endemic now. So.
Great text. Jen Psaki is a fantastic liar. Makes me want to vomit. She is a master at what she does. All right, we're going to talk to Jim, the flagpole guy, coming up after the top of the hour. Be right back. This is What's on Your Mind. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Is hyperbaric oxygen therapy right for you? Swanson Hyperbarics offers state-of-the-art hyperbaric oxygen treatment. One of the best clinics in the United States is now open right here in Fargo, North Dakota. 3541 25th Street South. Contact them today to learn more about what Swanson could do to help you. Hyperbaric oxygen treatment stimulates healing. It helps patients find relief and resolution from ailments that cannot be treated effectively through traditional methods of medication. It treats infections. A high concentration of oxygen goes into the blood, and the bacteria begins to die off, a natural and effective method to fight off infection. And it improves your immune system. Contact Swanson Hyperbarics today for more details. 701-929-3930. 701-929-3930. Or find out more at SwansonHyperbarics.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.